Entry 6, keeping up with the cutting edge, LinkedIn post starts. If you're anything like me as a marketer, you like to feel as though you're on the cutting edge of what's new and what's working in the marketing world. And let's be real, B2B buying behavior has changed a lot, and we're all playing catch up to ensure we adapt to better serve these buyers, which is why we wanted to create a place for marketers to stay in the loop on what works today when it comes to marketing to the modern buyer, introducing the Loop podcast. And my first guest on the pod is Stefan from CMO and co-founder at DreamData. Here's a snapshot of what we chat about in the episode: how companies can start illuminating the new B2B buying journey, the factors throughout the B2B buying journey that make it difficult to understand the impact of marketing activity on pipeline and revenue, the pitfalls you can fall into when only relying on misleading data, what marketing should track quantitatively versus qualitatively. If you're interested in hearing more, the pod link is in the comments. P.S. Thanks so much, Stefan, for being our first guest. LinkedIn post ends. The B2B buying journey is a complicated one. It's not linear, and a lot of it happens in the dark funnel where you can't always observe or measure it. When I think about the way that I personally buy software, it isn't usually because I had a random LinkedIn DM from someone selling a new bit of tech I hadn't heard of. It's usually because I've identified a business need, a reason why we would need additional tech to facilitate something we want to do. For example, we recently onboarded with SQL, they're a webinar hosting platform. We were already using Goldcast, and in most respects, the two platforms are very similar, but SQL has one thing that pushes it over the edge. It would allow us to host live events on our website. This would give us the extra control over the events process, which is worth all the hassle of swapping out tools. For context, live online events are a big part of our content strategy at Cognizant, especially for our sales persona, where we run Cold Calling Lives, which is a live cold calling training workshop with sales experts run every 2 weeks. While Goldcast has worked brilliantly up till now, when I heard that we could have the events hosted on our website, it piqued my interest. It's an inherent problem with most webinar and online event providers. The journey ends when the event ends. Hosting it on your website solves that problem. It gives you back control to continue that learning journey within your website. If I hadn't recognized this business need, then any outbound contact between SQL and Cognizant wouldn't have got very far. After all, new software can be time-consuming to onboard and expensive to buy. Sometimes it's easier to stick with what you've got. So there needs to be a motivation from me as a buyer to move that deal along, which is why we have to view the buying journey differently. Marketers can only influence those who have a business need or are already in market for a product or a solution like ours. We all know the stat that only 5% of your target market is looking to buy at any one time. But this really drives home the importance as a marketer of needing to build future demand by being recognized as a trusted brand around what you want to be known for. And this means spending time finding the right places to create demand as well as capturing it. Embracing more than just the classic sales support, lead generation, MQL hamster wheel approach. Generating new strategies, tactics, and activities to reach buyers and influence them before they have a business need and choose a competitor. Focus on brand as a differentiator. Stop measuring success based on how many leads or MQLs are generated. Instead, looking at the impact on revenue.